Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
See, when you play nice.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
67 degrees right now. It's going to be a little drizzly on and off throughout the morning. Cloudy, high of 73. Thank God. A little break. But the heat turns back on again tomorrow, high of 83. We're going to be in the 80s all weekend into next week, and we could be touching 90 again by Monday. Looks like Sunday will be the best day of your weekend so far. Sunny, high of 78.
Ooh, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I am having the weirdest week of my life.
What happened?
No exaggeration. So around this time yesterday, I shared with you guys how my wife converted us to Mormonism because she was could not be rude and tell the women that walked up our driveway one night to leave.
Mm.
And then when they asked if they could come back, she said yes. So I've just been like waiting for knock on my door. So last night, we're sitting around having dinner, me, my girls, my wife. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And out of nowhere, my 12-year-old, Claire, screams at the top of her lungs.
About what?
She points to the deck, like out the window.
Wait, your backyard.
In my backyard, on our deck. There is a child on my deck staring at us through our door.
That's creepy.
He's in a T-shirt,
okay,
a diaper, and Crocs.
It's like The Shining.
He's like 2 or 3 years old.
Red rum.
So we're all just kind of staring at this kid.
That would freak out, man.
He's staring at your back.
And he starts trying to open our door.
You've never seen this kid.
I have no idea who this kid is. I have no idea where this kid came from. And he is trying to open our door off the deck and come into our house. And we have we don't have like a farm backyard, but it's a decent sized backyard. So it's not like if he was one of the neighbors, he could have like accidentally, this is okay. So like, all right. So he can't get the door open because he's too little. So I'm looking at my wife. I gotta do something. So I go outside and I'm like trying to be like, hey, buddy, how's it going? I walk outside, he runs down the stairs of my deck, and he stops halfway, and he turns around, and he's got a big smile on his face. He's like, and he takes off running. So I'm
looking. But Jesus, where the hell is he going?
Well, that's just it. I'm looking at my wife, and I go, do you know who he is? And she goes, no, and he starts running towards my front yard. So I'm like, all right, I should probably go grab this kid, right? So I get out my front yard. He is now in my next-door neighbor's yard, and my next-door neighbor is outside in his driveway. So I go, I'm thinking maybe they got family here. That would make sense.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where he is. So I go, hey, man, is he with you? And he goes, no, I thought he was with you.
So there's no other adult around?
No. No. And I go, okay, so.
Runaway child.
I go, what do we do? And he goes, all right, let's just grab the kid and we'll see if we can find him. I go, okay.
Just grab this kid.
We'll grab this kid. So we go to walk towards him, who he's in my neighbor's yard. He now thinks we're playing a game of catch me if you can.
Right.
He starts running into the road.
Like a lost puppy here.
And my neighbor, he's a little older than me. He's got kids that are now in college, right? So he is also a dad. There are cars coming down the road.
Holy Christ.
And I'm like in full dad panic mode right now. I don't know what to do. These cars on my street. Now, thank God it's a slow street and everyone's pretty respectful of it. They're just like slowing down
and going around.
And going around this kid in a diaper.
Wait, did that stop?
No. So we both realized the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we're like, what do we do? So we come up with a plan.
Yeah.
My neighbor's going to get in his car and he's going to drive down the street to try and head him off. I'm going to chase
him. How fast is this kid?
Okay, so put a pin in that. Yeah. I'm going to chase him on foot. Now, I am in a tank top, gym shorts, and like slide sandals.
Right.
Okay? There are people walking their dogs all throughout my neighborhood, but it's no one I recognize. They must be from like other neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. All right? So I'm running down the street. I start walking down the street after this kid, and this kid picks up speed. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start running. And as I'm running, I'm like, hey, grab that kid. And as I say that, I realize what this situation looks like.
Yeah.
Now, there is a detail I have left out until this point. This kid looks like he is some sort of Middle Eastern person. And the reason I bring this up in the story is, as far as these people on the street are concerned, they see a man in a tank top running after a child that looks nothing like him.
Yes.
The child is not wearing pants, right? And that's all they know.
Yeah.
And this kid is running away from me for some reason. So in that moment, I realize, oh my God, this looks terrible. But nobody is stopping this kid.
Right.
They're kind of just ignoring what is happening. And I don't know if that's because they feel uncomfortable that there's a pantsless child running down the street.
They don't want to grab a kid.
Or they don't. They think that he's like running away from me and don't want to help me.
Right.
All right, so the kid keeps, every couple of steps, he turns back and he's laughing at me. So like, all right, I got to get this kid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start to run. So I start running at the kid. He starts laughing his head off. He takes off running. The fastest kid you've ever seen in your life.
What to say? How old do you think he is?
Three.
Man, that's a fast-ass three-year-old.
Like Kenyan sprinter fast. And
and also tough to run in flip-flops.
Yeah, also a problem. And I'm like, here's what I'm going to do, Kimmy. I thought, remember when we were kids?
Yeah.
You'd kick your flip-flops off and you'd run down the pavement? Yeah. I'm like, all right, flip-flops coming off.
Man, put your feet on that pavement?
I took them off. I ran three steps. I'm like, nope, that's not happening anymore.
It's like a frying pan.
Flip-flops back on. It was more pain in the bottom of my feet.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have the foot muscles I guess I had when I was like seven.
Yeah.
So I'm running after this kid. He is gaining ground on me. And I've now gone from the fear of someone thinks I'm kidnapping this kid to the embarrassment of this three-year-old is outrunning me as a grown-ass man. And I work out. I work out.
I know you do.
I work out. I run on a pretty regular basis. And this kid is he's embarrassing me in front of all of the other adults. All right. So he's still in the center of the road, by the way.
Oh, God.
Running down the street. So
there's no other parents screaming for their kid?
I'm looking around, and no, nothing is happening. So sometimes, Tommy, when your legs won't carry you as fast as they need to, you got to use mind games.
All right, that's what you do.
Well, I did the classic parent game, you can't get me.
Oh, okay.
Because he's running away thinking I'm trying to get him. And I go, and he, as soon as he stopped to look at me, I stopped and I did. You got to do it the dad way.
No,
and if you're watching the live stream, you'll understand. You go, you squat and you put your hands out like this.
All right.
You gotta make around like you're boxing out.
Yeah, you gotta make that noise too.
Right.
You can't get me.
All right, so then you take off.
Yeah, so I took off running the other way, and I'm like, "Come on, kid!" It was Independence Day when they fire that missile off. I was like, come on.
Now we're playing tag.
Yep. Kid starts running.
All right.
We're doing this thing now. Now it's been enough time. My neighbor is now coming down the street in his car, and we're gonna block this kid off on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, what?
I don't get the car with the guy.
Yeah, well, we were worried that he was going to like get far enough away where we couldn't find him.
Jesus, is that fast?
The kid was effing fast,
all right.
I don't know if he trains. I don't know what he's doing. So the kid's now running towards me.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor parks his car across the street.
So blocks the street
so nobody like comes up and like hits him on that side. So we're good there. All right, so the kid's running towards me. And then I had an epiphany. I realized something.
What was that?
As he's running at me, he's got no pants on.
Mm.
He doesn't look like me. I don't want to touch this kid.
Well, you have to.
I was thinking about that.
You got to scoop him up.
No,
what are you going to do with him once you get him anyways? I guess that's my question.
Thank you.
You're just going to go door to door?
With the kid?
Is this your child?
What else can you do?
So,
do you recognize this child?
I mean, I think at some point these parents are out looking for the kid.
Absolutely. Now, by the way, the story I'm telling, it's all happening in a matter of like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like everything is happening fast.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's possible this kid just like escaped the back door. They don't even know he's gone yet, right? But like here's the other thing. One, I don't want to touch a pantsless kid.
Yeah.
Fair
but sometimes you got it.
Understood. Two, I also worry about what it looks like if I scoop this kid up and he doesn't like it
he
starts to scream.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, do I get some dad?
Danger.
Thank you. Some dad coming up. Do I catch like a fist to the side of the face? This guy's thinking I'm kidnapping this kid. So he starts running out of gas.
Right.
From the running. And he's up on the sidewalk and he's like lightly jogging to the point where I can keep up with him while I'm walking. So I'm like, here's what I'll do. I'll just stand next to him and walk next to him, and I'm just going to follow him.
Okay.
And maybe, like a raccoon, he will take me back to where he lives.
All right.
And as I'm doing this, everybody is now outside watching, which, by the way, thanks for the help, neighborhood. And I'm like, house by house, I'm like, is this yours? No. Is this yours? No. Do you know who he is? No.
Man, I'm pissed at these parents.
Again, it's all happened very fast.
Yeah, but still, man. I'm in the middle of dinner.
Got all the way up to your deck.
Yeah, it's a second level. So as the kid is walking over the hill on the sidewalk, there's this like teenage kid sprinting at me. It's his older brother.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. This is my little brother. I am so sorry. And he runs right to his brother, jumps into his arms, gives him a big hug. So, like, everything looks on the up here. And he's apologizing profusely. And I'm like,
yeah.
And he's like, and I'm like, no, don't worry about it.
You what know, can you do?
It happens. No big deal. So we figure out where he lives just in case, like, something like this happens again so we know where to bring the kid back to.
Yeah.
And that's that. So, like, my neighbor and I, you know, we get together, like, good teamwork, way to go. It was, like, the end of, like, one of those, like, Chicago police shows.
Oh, I was thinking more like Miami Vice.
Either one.
Yeah, like the sunset. You're sitting on your sailboat. And for some reason, there's an alligator on the sailboat.
So here's what really pissed me off.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, there is a child on my deck that I do not know. My 12-year-old freaks out. I have to go chase this kid.
Yeah.
I am doing this for the safety of the child.
Right.
Right. And I'm not looking for compliments.
Right.
All right. I'm just saying,
yeah.
As a dad, you got to do what you got to do. You understand? And, you know, you bring up the being upset with the family. We've talked about this before. Every parent has a story where, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah.
Right. You take your eyes off a kid for a second. I get it. I'm not judging anybody. So I'm walking back up the street, and my wife is at the end of the street.
Yeah.
And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I don't know. I thought maybe, like, that kid was like a trap where someone was going to get you.
A trap of what?
Get you.
You in particular.
My wife then explained to me that she thought maybe.
What?
Someone was going to use a child
out of your house?
To lure me out of my house.
And to do what to you?
See, that's where her theory ends.
Yeah.
Because I had asked that. I go, what are they going to do? And she goes, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you kidnap me?
And do what with you?
Hold me for ransom?
Make you do what?
From the radio station?
Yes.
Because they're not going to pay.
Your dad's and flip-flops high in demand.
I don't have my wallet or my phone on me. You're not going to be able to rob me. You can rob me in my shorts, but I wasn't wearing underwear. That'd be a bad situation for everybody. I get in my house, and my 14-year-old and my 12-year-old start to make fun of me.
What did they say?
They were videotaping me. They went up to their room, and they were taping me running after
this
kid.
How could you not?
Yeah. And they're
what a brilliant idea.
As they should.
But they're howling with laughter.
Of course.
And then my wife starts laughing at them, laughing at me, and I got kind of pissed.
Of course. Because you look foolish.
No, but wait a minute. I didn't want any of this. I didn't ask for any of this.
But it's like a golden opportunity of mocking your dad.
Well, hey, how about this? How about you three get off your asses and try and help the damn kid? Right? Because like 12, 14, you could have been a pretty big help.
You're gonna help me out. Help me find her out.
We couldn't.
Like if I had a cell phone camera back as a kid,
one
of the things I saw my parents do, man, it would have been gold. It would have been hours of entertainment. Watching my parents being parents.
But no, here's the thing. If I set myself on fire on the grill, I understand videotaping that and laughing. If I'm outside shoveling the driveway and I fall down, I understand taping that and laughing. That I'm completely, it's all reasonable. I'm just trying to help this kid.
But you're also getting outpaced by a three-year-old.
Yes, and it's very embarrassing.
Kettlebell boy.
I'm a good runner now.
Oh, you thought you were.
I would this kid, fastest kid ever. Fastest kid in the history of kids.
I do feel like.
Sign that kid up for track.
Because now that your kids are older, if you're a parent of like teenage kids and you haven't. Well, I guess you're around like young kids all the time. Like,
yeah, I got
family.
My nieces and nephews.
But I'm thinking like after you think it's a situation you think you can handle no problem. But if you haven't been around toddlers in a while, it's got to be like. It's like you're having like flashbacks. That take you back to that time period. You don't have your toddler legs anymore.
To your point, I mean, when I'm around my nieces and nephews, like, you know, their
forget
parents.
Forget how fast they can move.
Exactly. Like, they're either contained in my house or their parents are around, so I'm not, like, responsible.
Yeah, you're not, like, free-range kid.
No, I think you nailed it 100% is I severely underestimated based on time away.
I got this. I got two kids. I'm fine. This is not, I can handle this no problem. Oh, no.
Freaking kid. And then, like, here's my other fear.
What?
The kid was having the time of his life.
Oh, sure. He's having a ball.
Right? So now I'm worried, like, this is a thing that's going to happen on a regular basis.
By catch.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can.
Bang, man, bang it on my back door and he just takes off running again.
Piss. That kid shows up again, I'm pissed.
Well,
You're pissed for him.
No, I'm not pissed at the kid. I'm pissed at the house.
Again, you never had kids. You don't
understand. I get it, but like, again, man? the same route?
I would be careful because you have a grandson, mm-hmm. two grandchildren now, and they are at your house.
They love to play games of hide and seek without telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hide and seek yourself.
Oh, really? The kid's going to go missing?
I ain't got no back. I ain't got no leg.
Ain't got no money. Ain't got no grandson.
Definitely got no money. So you ain't inheriting nothing either.
You can't just let
go make friends.
You can't just let the kid disappear. You have to go find them.
How?
You go outside.
I can't see.
Okay, explain that to their parents.
I'm old.
You're responsible for them, and I can't see, can't run.
I am at that age where I can't watch kids anymore.
Okay.
Or I could barely watch them. If I could plop them down and let them watch Paw Patrol, that I can do.
Okay. You get up to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You can come back, and that door is open, and that kid's gone. So don't sit here and be like, ugh, judge.
Hope he knows his way back to Chicago.
I'm just saying, don't openly judge parents because you will make the universe have this happen to you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This was the premier vacation destination in America
really?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
And things went bad. Mm. So they adjusted, and they became the premier family vacation destination in America.
Okay.
And things went bad. So they adjusted, yeah. And they once again became a premier destination for like young guys and young gals who want to have a good time. And things are going bad again. And I don't know what the hell you can do with everything they have.
Yeah.
To make things better.
Where is this place?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Las Vegas casino hotels are losing a fortune right now.
Really?
So a story yesterday illustrates how bad tourism in Vegas is currently. Are you familiar with Resorts World?
No.
Okay, apparently it's a brand new resort hotel casino that was built in 2021 where the old Stardust was.
Okay.
It cost $4.3 billion to create.
Makes sense.
This week, Resorts World Hotel and Casino says their revenue is down 75% compared to this time last year.
So it tanked in a year.
75%. Now, there are a few things that go into these issues.
Yeah.
But tourism experts say with Vegas in general, there are three things that have led to the situation.
Yeah, it was killing it.
Okay, one, the economy is not great.
All right, but it's always been like that, and I always thought those things were like bulletproof.
So in the article I was reading, Vegas specifically is susceptible to bad economies.
Oh, all right.
So now, whether it's people don't want to gamble, whether it's
they're not spending like the extra money on stuff.
Because when you go to Vegas, when you go to Vegas, it's all extra money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Two, for some reason, international tourists, which still made up a big part of the folks going to Vegas, aren't coming anymore.
So over the last year, tourism coming in from overseas.
Something happened in the last year where overseas tourism is down.
Okay. All right.
Three, America now has better options for vacations, according to these experts, than Las Vegas.
Oh.
They have kind of steered back away from the family-friendly stuff and more towards adult entertainment.
Okay.
And when the adults don't want to come, well, that creates a problem.
Right.
All right. Now, here's the thing.
But they've expanded so much. I mean, hockey, football, they're getting baseball and basketball.
I mean, that is the
I mean, they put everything they could into this town.
No, you're right. Sports was supposed to be what saved them. Now, you only have sports in the winter, to fall and winter right now with the Raiders and the Golden Knights. The A's are supposed to be moving to Vegas, but they're reliant on this brand new like multi-billion dollar sports facility they want to build.
Yeah.
And if things are really, really bad,
ooh,
you have to wonder if that even happens. Yeah. You're right. The NBA for years.
But haven't they started it?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's still hung up. You want to Google the story?
And you got all those residents, right? I mean, I'm talking about the residencies of what they start.
Yeah.
Hanging out there. But you got to remember something else. There's casinos now all over this country. I mean,
yeah,
you can get a complete resort experience at Del Lago.
Yeah.
At Turning Stone.
You're right.
Like, those are both full service casinos with golf courses and extras and restaurants. You know what I mean?
And it ain't just us. If you look at the Midwest and the Northeast now,
they're all over the place.
Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Massachusetts,
up and down the river, man.
All the way. I mean, yeah, that's not even counting Atlantic City, right? Right? I mean, like, all of these states now have these massive resorts where if you were going to go just to gamble, you don't have to go. And, yeah, and I can bet on sports from my phone now.
Yeah,
I don't have to go sit in the win at the sports book there and bet on sports that way.
I will say that something else that killed Vegas was Nashville.
I agree with you there.
Because that was became another young person's destination to go have fun.
Yeah, I mean, bachelor parties don't have to go to Vegas anymore, right, to get wild.
Yeah.
All right, so Kimmy, what do we know about the baseball stadium?
Fun fact, they just broke ground this week.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah. All right.
On Monday.
All right.
So play ball.
We got that going for us. For those who don't know, the A's left Oakland.
Where are they playing now?
They are playing in a minor league baseball stadium in Sacramento for at least 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, because this says it's not going to be done until 2028.
And that's if everything goes to plan.
Yeah.
Also, if you have watched any footage from this, them playing in this minor league stadium, it's a disaster.
Oh, really?
A complete disaster. So here's the thing. Yeah. I know this all sounds hard to believe, and we're only going based on numbers. Again, this massive resort, hotel, casino on the Vegas Strip says their revenue is down 75% compared to this time last year. Kimmy, you were just in Vegas.
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference?
I mean, I've only been there once. It seemed pretty busy, but okay. I guess I don't know what to compare it to. Like I said, I was shocked with how many families were there and how, like, just walking around the casino, it's like wall-to-wall people. So, I mean, it looked busy to me, but okay, I don't know what it normally looks like.
Plus, they just built that sphere-looking thing.
Yeah, no, back to.
And that's the thing, too. Like, getting tickets to some of this stuff, like, it's not easy. It's not like they're dying for you to come in. Like, the tickets are expensive. Some of the stuff gets sold out quickly.
So make it make sense, then.
Yeah.
They run Formula One there now in the streets.
Well, that could keep people away. I mean, yeah, if I'm going to go have a fun weekend and I find out Formula One's going to be there,
right,
I don't know.
I feel bad for the hookers.
Well, your mom will be fine.
My mother's dead.
Yeah, from all that hooking. So what is good about this for people like us? You know, Kimmy, you brought up it's still hard to get tickets to residencies, the concerts and things like that. Reports are several Vegas hotels and casinos and are doing everything they can to attract
tourists. Oh, so it's a good deal to go.
You got it. So they're slashing prices on rooms. Mm. They're waiving fees. They're offering free parking. Is it worth it for a vacation like that?
If it's on sale, yeah.
Huh?
I mean, the only thing is if you don't gamble, well, I guess now there's enough to do if you don't gamble, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I went twice, but I didn't gamble. I was a kid and one other time when I was an adult. You run out of – it's not as much fun unless you're hitting those tables, but now you got all this extra stuff.
All right, so the last time I was in Vegas, you know, doing comedy was like 2008.
Yeah.
And I didn't really gamble when I was there because I didn't know the money. But there was plenty of stuff to do. Like there's you know, between
just
the –
walking around.
Exactly.
Yeah, like people watching.
I never felt – no, even like activities. Like there are roller coasters at half the hotels now and like, you know, the shows and stuff like that and all the like experiences they offer. I never felt like I was bored.
Okay. Yeah.
But then again, I haven't been there in almost 20 years, so I don't know what it's like now. It is weird, though. Outside of Kimmy, I don't know anyone else that's been to Vegas lately. Do you know anybody else? I mean, your husband goes for the dead shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's been his draw, and a lot of people he knows. I mean, obviously, they're also deadheads, so they've made the trip, and they want to go again.
But,
like, that type of experience.
But, like, do you know anyone your age outside of the concert goers that have been going to Vegas?
No. I mean, but these are all, they're mostly families, so I don't know how many people are taking, like, young kids there want the hassle of doing that.
You know, I do wonder, too.
What's that?
You know, like, we talk about the tourism in New York.
Yeah.
And how it's weather dependent.
Yeah.
Right? Like, upstate New York is beautiful 5 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
4 months out of the year, right? If you were to go to Vegas now,
yeah,
you'd burst into flame instantly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, it's miserably hot.
Right?
Yeah, we went, it's 100 degrees.
We went late May, early June last year, and I remember thinking, because there were some guys working construction and working on the roads, and I was like, how the F do they do this in July, August, September? Like, it has to be terrible.
Unless they do it like us, where in the wintertime nobody works, in the summertime nobody works.
But no, but they were working. I mean, this was June. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. Okay, now the overnight might, I mean, that would be the smarter thing to do anyway. Yeah. Although Vegas is always 24/7.
Yeah, never sleeps, baby.
Facebook message coming in. You can always get us at WCM after the break room Facebook page talking about this resort in Vegas. It's called Resorts World. It was built for $4.3 billion back in 2021. They said their revenue is down 75% compared to this time last year, and apparently they're not the only casino hotel that is struggling. Rick writes us on Facebook, I went for a wedding last year. I used to go to Vegas once a year. It did seem less crowded than it was before, and people were there for things that were different than they were before. Not so much gambling, but concerts, and concerts only sell 5,000 to 10,000 tickets. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a ticket to these things.
Yeah, but that's all people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're only going for the show and going home, that money ain't getting spread around.
Yeah, and then, plus if the foreign tourists ain't coming, I don't know how much of that makes up their tourism. But that could really bite you in the ass.
Sure. I mean, it's also internationally casinos have blown up. You brought up, what's that city in China?
Macau.
Okay. So they're now like,
that's a Vegas. Same setup.
So like maybe those, you know, Asian tourists, if you got a Vegas closer than Vegas, you're going there?
Okay.
We'll wrap it up with this.
What's that?
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. I go about 5 times a year. They are definitely pricing themselves out on the strip. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, it's getting too expensive.
Because my husband's cousin's getting married in Vegas like around the holidays this year. And just for the hell of it, we're like, let's see, you know, what it would cost to stay near where they're getting married on the strip. It was still very expensive.
Really?
Like you can get a cheaper place like off the strip, but if you want to stay like where everything's going on, it was not, there were no deals to be had. Put it that way.
Maybe go back and look again. But then again, if you're building these things for billions of dollars, there's only so much you can offer for cheaper before you're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go get yourself maybe a cheap Vegas vacation.
Yeah, before it goes away.
Maybe not. Who knows? All right, let's take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
There are some things you'll believe you'll never do.
Okay.
You're far too cool to do this, right? And then one day, you look in the mirror, and boom, you've become what you've once hated.
Okay.
Someone in this room is here to argue that this event that's been going on for the last 2 weeks is the biggest bring-your-own-this of any event in Rochester.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, Kimmy. Mm-hmm. This might be the granddaddy of them all. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Jazz Fest continues this weekend downtown, last weekend, if you haven't made it out yet. And if you're out there enjoying the free shows or seeing the highlights on the news every night, you may have noticed something. Kimmy, something you have been noticing.
This is the biggest BYOC event that Rochester throws every summer.
BYOC.
Bring your own chair.
Okay.
Because I have seen
collapsible chair.
Like the most unique collapsible chairs and seats you will find at this festival.
You can see
like,
some that are tricked out.
Yeah, like I've seen chairs on wheels. I've seen the chairs with like the table attachments.
Wait, what? Know?
It's like a little mini tables you can put like
a TV
beers,
tray almost.
Your beers and stuff in it.
Okay. So they have one that has, if you don't want to sit in the sun, it's got the
The umbrella or the overhang.
It's got like an overhang,
Okay. So we're talking
sunburned.
All kinds of fancy Euro chairs.
All kinds of fancy chairs.
Showing
people
up.
We'll be bringing like the backpack chairs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, I think that's a pretty good call. I can't think of another event that would be a bigger BYOC event in the greater Rochester area. Is BYOC an old person thing?
Yes.
Okay.
because I can only stand for so long.
Okay.
I only got so much. When I stand up, I got a shot clock. And I know about the time I go, all right, hips are hurting, knees are hurting, ankles are hurting, I got to plop.
Can you give me a vague time frame?
Mm-hmm. Just standing.
Yeah, what point you're done standing?
I could probably go a good 12 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because you're beyond the bring your own blanket phase and onto the bring your own chair phase.
Well, I can bring a blanket, but you will just have to leave me there.
If you get down on the blanket, you're not getting up.
I ain't getting up.
Well, I also don't think that the Jazz Fest is conducive to BYOB.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's the street.
Yeah, you can't put a blanket on the street.
Well, no, it's hot grassy pavement over there now. Like where the big stage is over in Parcel 5.
Oh, in the grass.
Parcel
5.
I'd also be afraid people
there's grassy areas because I've seen people like sprawled out on the grass.
All right. Yeah, I did see one on the news the other day. You're just talking about the tricked out folding. Oh,
yeah.
Right? It had a fan attachment.
Oh, nice.
That had a water tank underneath it, and it was blasting.
Oh, a mister.
Yeah, cool, wet mist in this person's face.
Man.
So they must
have many portable attachments for those things.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. At what age do you start to BYOC, bring your own chair?
I'm going to say 55.
Okay, you think it's that old?
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you agree?
Yeah, because at that age, you're also going to invest in the chair. Because we have pop-up chairs that we paid, we got it for $5, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have not invested a lot of money in our pop-up chairs. But I think when you get to the age where you're testing the comfort of the chairs before you buy them, that's the age where you're bringing them everywhere, too.
Okay, so you both say 55. 10 years ago, I would have agreed with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the age is getting younger.
Well, that's not good.
And it's getting younger faster. But I think there's a reason why.
What?
Soccer and baseball.
Oh, I understand that. But why is it?
Well, let me explain.
Yeah, I get that's always been a way. But are you still taking those things to concerts?
That's just it. Every kid that plays a sports now, you have to let your kid try something. So you have to go out and get these tricked out chairs because you're sitting forever.
Right.
And these parents that are now in their 30s and 40s, I spent all this money on this tricked out chair.
Right.
I'm walking out the garage to go do something. I'm going to bring the chair.
Yeah, but you're also hauling around so much stuff all the time. I would think when you go to a concert, you're like, I'm leaving that behind.
Ah, here's why you're wrong about that, with all due respect, Kimmy. A lot of people, myself included, will keep the chairs in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't know when you're going to need that chair.
Especially in the summertime, yeah.
Exactly. So let's say I'm going to go to an event where I could use a folding chair. The chair's already here.
I will say this. Once you submit to the chair... It's over.
What, you smell the chair?
Yeah, it's over. If you thought there was any trace of cool in your body, it has long been drained from your veins.
All right, hold on, though.
You ain't cool in a folding chair, man. You ain't tough in a folding chair. You ain't rocking it in a folding chair.
Oh, no, some of them rock.
It's over.
Some of them do rock.
That would be sweet.
I can appreciate somebody's tricked out folding chair and still think they're a nerd. Does that make sense?
Say that one more time.
I can appreciate somebody's tricked out folding chair and kind of want it myself, but also see you as a huge nerd.
No, but that makes you a huge nerd.
I understand.
Yes. So, and lame.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. But in saying that,
You don't look cooler with that tricked out chair, but I'm willing to accept it. You know?
All right. No, but here's the thing. I would argue 252 WCMF, as Kimmy says, that the Jazz Fest is the biggest BYOC, bring your own chair event in the greater Rochester area, and there is an age that you hit, they said 55, mm-hmm. where you bring your own chair. I would argue that the lower the average age gets for the folding chair, the less taboo the folding chair becomes.
Well, yeah, because you're just giving up earlier.
No, what I'm saying is it's not giving up. If you see a hot soccer mom in a folding chair at Jazz Fest, that's fine. All of a sudden, the idea of the chair changes.
Okay, but if you get to know her, you're going to find out her soul died many years ago.
It's when celebrities start to bring back old stuff.
Okay.
Any guy that was wearing giant baggy pants 5 years ago looked like a weirdo.
Oh, the flappers?
Yeah. But all of a sudden, he's really...
trendy.
Yeah, it's trendy again because the right people started wearing flappy chairs. If the right
people...
Or flappy pants. If the right people in your town at the right age start BYOCing...
Well, you got to get a cool celebrity to do a show from the chair. He has to go on the folding chair tour.
Okay.
Well, you start to assume that it's less about not being able to stand for long periods of time and just more about having the chair for convenience.
And I'll take it a step further because you just brought something up. You got to have a musician do a bring your own chair
tour. A cool guy.
Folding chairs are very country. And country most popular music in the country for women
right now.
I mean, you're going to tell me you're going to go to a country concert at CMAC, there ain't going to be 1,000 tricked out folding chairs in the parking lot. True. You're not going to go to a Bills game and find 50 tricked out.
Well, in the parking lot.
But I never saw Toby Keith in one.
Was it Toby Keith that just had to? No, Toby Keith.
He died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he was a big tough guy.
They buried him in a folding chair.
No kidding.
That's how they folded him up. Yeah. All tricked out.
How do you feel about, because I do see this a lot too, especially with people that are carting stuff around for their kids, the pop up wagon?
Oh, the folding wagon.
Pop-up wagon is clutch.
Because I've seen people pulling their chairs and things in the fold-up wagon these events.
Folding wagon came. Folding wagon became popular right as my kids were out of wagon age, and it made me furious. Because that folding,
it's a genius idea.
Seriously, man, it would have made my life so much freaking easier.
But if it's just you and your old lady heading to Jazz Fest with your wagon.
You've become the kid with the wheelie backpack.
No.
You are.
Let's not go that far.
It's sad.
It's a mean thing to say that you can't take
it. It's over.
All right, I got $1 million idea. You ready? You ready for this? Yeah. And I'm serious. This would crush. Wagon, folding wagon, that becomes folding chairs.
Oh. Like it's multi-purpose wagon.
Like it's on a
It just converts.
You just like, you know, click a couple of things up and it is now converted into
a love seat?
Yes. Bro, that
folding love seat.
That would sell millions.
A loveless love seat.
Bro, that would work, man.
I have seen the pop-up love seat. Have you seen that?
Yes, I'm making a joke.
But I never understood why. I'm like, why wouldn't you want your own chair?
Well, I got one a couple years ago for Bill's tailgating.
It's definitely not big enough for two people.
No, two men definitely not, because Ryan and I, we broke that thing pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like that, it had no chance.
Yeah, those things have to have a pretty light weight limit.
Do you want to, this is going to be bad. They now sell folding chairs specifically with higher weight limits.
Yeah, so they.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that makes sense.
So they used to make a folding just chair like you would have on your back deck.
Yeah.
It was called the Big Guy. And we Chase Pickett had him, so we had one out at Bill's camp. But a lot of the guys couldn't sit in it because they were over 300 pounds. Because the weight limit was 300. And
some
That's
actually
of those,
pretty high.
Well, some of those linemen are, 320, 325. Yeah.
I have seen, and I forget what it's called. It's called like the XL or something like that. Okay. It's a folding chair with a weight limit of 450 pounds.
Wow.
It's a big old chair.
Maybe you should stay home if you're 450 pounds.
Well, what if I want my wife to sit on my lap?
I won't be able to. Okay, but I won't be able to see Jazz Fest if I'm behind you.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Chase writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. The Jeep wagon has been a lifesaver at soccer games. Tell him, Chase.
All right.
Tell him, buddy.
Again, like the soccer game, the going to your kids' events makes sense. It's like when you're...
But you're going out on a Jazz Fest.
Yeah, like
a night
when
out.
You're off on date night and you're bringing the wagon.
Yeah, it's over. That's a knobless night.
No, you can get a knob in a wagon.
In a wagon?
Knob in my wagon. What a wonderful way to
say how much you love me.
Okay, Leanne is breaking some terrible news to us.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The wagon love seats already exist. She just sent me a picture of it.
So it so it's a wagon that converts
this
to
converts a chair. This one converts into a bed.
God.
This looks comfy as hell.
Why? I need a nap.
It shows a woman. Look at this. It's a wagon.
Yeah.
Converts into a bed. She is laying on the wagon bed reading a book, and she looks like every soccer mom ever. I want this now. I don't want to spend $119.
That's not bad, though, for that much. Look how you get with it.
Also, 440-pound weight limit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can pound on the wagon.
Wagon pounded?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, I get that you don't have kids, so this is still foreign to you. Yeah. You don't think you're close to the age where you're a BYOC person?
I am at the age where I appreciate a chair, but I don't want to be inconvenienced hauling that chair around.
I know I'm going to get drunk and forget it.
I'm not willing to carry around the chair yet.
Okay.
I like the chair. I want the chair. Don't want to carry the chair.
Your husband's into jam bands? You are right on the cusp of bringing
it. Because those shows go on forever.
Yeah, you're right.
Your lower back can't handle it.
I mean, like, I will stand at those shows for 20 minutes and start to be like, I should have brought a chair.
Ah! And here's the thing. You say,
I still won't.
Tommy, you said, I think I get drunk and forget it.
Yeah.
What people spend on these chairs now, you will not forget them. I'm telling you.
The two chairs that we have were free. We got one from the Buffalo Bills. We got one from the bank.
Oh. You're lucky you're little people, like you and your wife are light people.
We'll take it. Itty bitty person
guy.
Because
those are the first chairs to go. Like, my husband would never sit in a free fold-up chair.
I'm with
like,
you 100%.
He would go right through it.
I'll tell you exactly. I've broken so many folding chairs. I know what point they're going to break before I sit in them. I will show you the structural deficiency.
Yeah, they are flimsy as hell.
Yeah, we've gone through a few.
James writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. My wife and I are both 28. We went around comfort testing folding chairs so we could put them on our registry for our wedding 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's a sad marriage.
We bring them everywhere we go.
That's a good wedding gift because that's something that you don't realize you're going to get a lot of use out of.
That is a sad, sexless couple.
Adam actually has a good theory here. We'll wrap it up with this one. He says, I think the reason why middle-aged people these days need to bring their own chair is because we put our bodies through hell during the jackass era.
Okay.
I'm 40, and I'm like Tommy. I can go 15 to 20 minutes tops before I need to lean on something or sit down. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Johnny Knoxville. Now we're all using folding chairs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.